Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Denny Gailhouse. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting second. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting 8th. The catcher, George Siski. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Johnny Nagiling. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Nagiling. And now, play ball. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards 3rd. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to 3rd. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to 1st, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Cullenbein reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards 1st. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Cullenbein moves to 3rd. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullenbein scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it, throws to 2nd for 1, and over to 1st, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to 1st for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Siski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to 1st for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Nagiling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagiling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Siski and he is out, Berardino applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McQuinn moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Suski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Hefner reaches second base with a double. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski is 0-for-1 in the game. Suski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first, in foul territory. Fox races over to make the catch. The throw to the third, and Hefner is out, for the double play. Two outs. Johnny Nagiling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagiling is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagiling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields it and throws to first for the out. Peacock moves to second. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peacock scores. It's Red Sox, 1. Browns, 1. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino bunts towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Judnick moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hefner bunts towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to third for the out. Berardino moves to second. One out. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 0 for 2 in the game. Siski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 0 for 2 in the game. Galehouse strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Nagyling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagyling is 0 for 2 in the game. Nagyling bunts towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Galehouse covering, for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kramer strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Siski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.